Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of In Your Head with yours truly, Chris Medina. You know, I am fucking beyond excited for today's episode. I've got one of my most favorite women in the fucking house. Actually, I'm at her house. You guys know how much I love her because I'm always talking about her. Let me stop with the long ass introductions and let me introduce you to the queen of hip hop.
Oh my God.
The queen of my heart. The queen who is reigning fucking supreme right now, the one, the only, Marissa Mendez.
Well, you sure know how to make a bitch feel welcome, okay?
How are you, baby?
I've been better, as you know. I recently went through a breakup, a Jace? Not really a real breakup, so I'm kind of dealing with that, but I put it all out there on my podcast, Marissa Explains It All. And the feedback I've been getting has been so insane and so helpful and so, like, such a reminder, I guess, of my, I don't want to use the word power, but my influence, my reach, my purpose.
Your purpose.
It really did remind me of my purpose.
Let's back up. Let's rewind all the way back to our last episode, right? Okay. Doing it just like we're doing right now in your living room.
Right in this exact position, me in this corner, you right there.
Exactly. Almost. What, not even a year ago, but almost, I mean, we're already in March now. It's coming up, creeping up. Love, so much has gone on. So much has changed with you and your journey. There was a couple of times after we had podcasted, it was after we podcasted, that you were going through some shit.
Yeah.
Came over, got that hit off of you immediately that something was up. Mm-hmm. Came over, handled that for you. We did kind of like what a manifestation spell.
Yep.
And a kind of like a power boost for you. You want to talk about that real fast?
Yes. So that was August that you came over. It was literally like I was in my house, super low, super sad. I had been unemployed since May, which, as you know, you called that too, coming. And that's my dog. Don't mind him. New acquisition, my puppy. And it was August. I was in the crib. I was down, and out of nowhere, you text me and you're just like, babe, I need to come over and I'm gonna do some stuff, you know, some candle stuff, some cleansing for you. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And you pulled up and you did it and left. That was, I would say, like mid-August.
Well, yeah, almost like going into September.
Yeah, and it was for finances, it was for life, it was just for everything in general, because I was lost. I feel like I had lost my purpose. I didn't know what I wanted to do. I didn't know what was next. I wanted so many things, but mostly I think career was probably the most important thing. And it's crazy because, like, even thinking back, like, all, you know, even within our first reading when you met me last March, which, oh wow, we're about to come up on our 1 year friendiversary.
Oh yeah.
Even when you met me, you were just like, yo, focus on career shit now. Like, you'll get your love when you're a little more established. Like, just hold up. And so even, like, in the summer, I was like, nah, I want love too. But I don't think, now I'm looking at that moment, I don't think I was ready then either. Uh-huh. And you did the stuff, the candles and all that. And I did the bath, even though I hate baths.
I know.
And all that. And I didn't realize, and mind you, I guess I haven't thought about it at all. Not that I put a negative or positive thought to it. And I didn't realize until you came over today and we were doing some more candle stuff after this breakup and everything. And, you know, we talked about the last time we did it. And I'm like, yo, I think it was probably less than 2 weeks later, I got the gig that got me back on my fucking feet. Like the social media gig that I still have to this day. And it is the reason, the sole reason that I got out of, I think I was like nearing depression, like got out of that, all the money I needed, like. And then I've gotten just more and more since then. And I found myself in like the absolute best place, I would say, about 2 months into that. So like maybe end of October, I just started feeling so calm and just so like my time is coming. Let's start working on ourselves and everything. I signed up for therapy, started doing therapy, started my weight loss journey. And I'm down 22 pounds now.
You look fucking amazing.
Thank you. And money, like I said, just kept coming. I paid off, I think, one more bill in the time, and I'm working toward two more, like a debt rather, not a bill. Uh-huh. And I met a man. Obviously it didn't work out, but was I meeting any men at all before that? No. So just the fact that even that came into my life, I mean, I was meeting men to fuck, but I didn't meet a man that was willing to to go that far with me and vice versa, that I was willing to go that far with. And we tried it and it didn't work, unfortunately, and it sucks and I'm sad. But I guess I'm even grateful just that I had that experience. And all that came within 6 months of, way less than 6 months, but in the full scope, like less than 6 months of doing that stuff with you last time. So
I remember, again, for whatever reason, we are connected, or at least I'm connected to you. I feel you. You're always saying, God, your timing is uncanny.
It'll be like, I'll be in a great mood all day, and I'll start slipping. Mind you, I won't post anything. I'll just start slipping into, like, a sad moment. It was last week, I think I started, like, rereading me and his text messages, the guy, and you hit me directly as I opened up his and I's text. You're like, how you feeling? And I was like, funny that you hit me. I just started slipping into sadness again, and then I pulled myself out. But yeah, you literally, like, feel it.
It is rare that I connect with somebody so deeply the way that I connect with you, and I feel like I've said this over and over again to everybody that knows me and on my own show, there's just something about you that I fuck with. It's your backstory, it's who you are and how you carry yourself, that, again, that I can say real recognizes real. So when it comes to your feelings, I know that you're not the kind of person that would throw yourself out there and ask for fucking help, but I feel you. So, like, when I came to do that spell, I knew that you were in a bad place. I said, let me just drop this shit off. I told Jay, he's like, how long are we planning on staying? I said, no more than 8 minutes. I said, because she is not in a good spot and I could feel her energy. She just wants to do this and for us to get the fuck out.
Yep.
Not in a bad way, but yep, you know, just show me what I need to do and let me get this started, whatever. Gave you literally, that shit.
Yep.
You got that down. I am so proud of you. I mean, you talked about it on my podcast about, like, when I get the coins together, I'm going to go ahead and get therapy going, which you've already started.
Yep.
So, and we just got done talking about this. I was talking about how proud I am of you, of your therapy that you're doing materially, like going to see a therapist and all that stuff. Also your spiritual journey as well, coming into yourself, starting to realize your power, what you're about and who you are, starting to come to a realization of, I want more, you know, and going after it. You're kicking ass and you're writing for XXL, right?
Yes, I am.
Fucking killing it. You know, I repost your shit all the fucking time when it comes to that. You going out there and doing that to where we are today, where, again, let's fast forward to that relationship. You reached out.
Yep.
I read the person.
Yeah.
I didn't read them directly, just the picture that you sent me, got the vibe off them. I don't want to throw them completely under the bus.
Fuck him.
Yeah. But I was like, it's going to, you know, I need you to be 100% honest in this relationship. I want there to be no stone unturned when it comes to putting yourself out there. Yep. I really want you to go balls to the wall and tell him everything about you, what you expect, what you're willing to do, and just put your heart and soul into it.
Yep.
You were like, okay, or whatever, and you didn't question it. Like, you normally don't question the shit that I tell you. You just go, you just do it. And when it came to that, you started to meet some sort of resistance with it. There was all that bullshit going on. There was a lot of excuses, a lot of skating around stuff or whatever. And you had asked me, should I trust him? I said, give him the benefit of the doubt until he proves otherwise. The reason behind that, and a lot of people would ask, well, Chris, you're her psychic. Didn't you know this was going to happen? I told you, yes, I knew this was going to happen, but there were lessons that you needed to go through. And people would say, that's a fucking cop-out. It's not a cop-out.
No,
the reason why I say that is because had you not have done that, you would still be wondering, did I give my all? Maybe I didn't give enough here. Maybe I backed out too fast. I didn't want that to happen. I wanted you to realize that you are worthy of love, that you need to start putting yourself out there and not be afraid to do it, because that's the only way that you're going to learn. And what did you do?
Put it all out there.
And at the end of the day, again, because you're my girl and I love you, and I will never tell you anything that you want to hear, but when it comes to this here, you and I both know that you went straight up all the way with this shit, and it's not your fucking
it's
fault.
It's not. And, you know, in the exact midst of it, I started blaming myself, like, oh, maybe if I didn't block him and I got the call at this time and all these things, and then I step back. I'm like, no. Everything I did was a perfectly normal, sane reaction. I had all the conversations with him that I could. I did everything I could. I mean, you know, and it was just it was rough too, because it was still relatively new, and you have all those questions in your mind of, am I speaking up for what I deserve, or am I asking for way too much this early? Am I passionately following my heart, or am I a beat ass bitch that's falling in love way too soon and I'm just doing way too fucking much? So it was a lot of that. And
but I feel like when you started this relationship, he was telling you and kind of making these promises for you.
He used words. It wasn't even just like, okay, I assume by him doing this that he means this. No, he legitimately from date, well, mind you, chased me for 2 full months, texted me consistently, and I just didn't know why. We'd only met twice. I mean, he knew of me. We knew of each other for years, but I couldn't understand, like, why now, you know? And I mean, he had just gotten my number in November and chased me November, December. When I finally let him take me on our first date, and this is after he randomly drove to a mall in New Jersey just to see me for 2 seconds to drop off, to buy me some candles that I didn't get for Christmas just because he wanted to see me that bad for 1 second. And we ended up with our first date. About a week and a half later, he ended up in LA for business. And yeah, on that first date, made it clear, I've had a crush on you for fucking years. I've stalked you on social media for years. I fully plan on marrying you. You better have my baby. I want you around. You know, I've been hurt. This is the pain I've gone through, but I'm ready for love. You know, on the second date, which was the very next day, he asked me, are you looking for a relationship? Are you open to that? And I said, absolutely. Are you? He said, yes, absolutely. So we got all of those because, you know, in the long run, you start talking to somebody and then 6 months in, they're like, well, I don't want anything serious. And you're like, well, what the fuck? You did all this. And they're like, I never told you that. So it's like, he got that out of the way. So
this is why I told you. He opened the conversation up. It wasn't like you were like, well, this is what I'm expecting, you know, like, you know, people go into it, they're like, I want this and I want that. He opened that door. You walked right into it.
I just matched the energy that he gave me, simply.
And at the end of the day, that is what you are looking for. Mm-hmm. We joke around all the time about our past and the shit that we used to do, whatever. And I've said this over and over again. This is something that haunts me all the time. We just got done talking about Jay-Z's verse where he says, yeah, when a good girl's gone bad, she's gone forever. But when a bad girl starts to turn good, mm-hmm, how rare is that?
Right.
To some people, it might sound corny, but you're looking for that security. You're, mm-hmm, looking for that comfort. You're looking for that, you know, that romance together, that house, that living together.
That best friend shit that just like, yo, I want to build you up and I want you to build me up. Like,
exactly.
We're not be codependent on one another or anything like that, or rely on the other person for our happiness. But literally, like, you know, I'm good on my own. You could literally double that.
Why can't we make each other better? Yep. We're good, but let's make each other better.
Exactly.
And you were willing to do that. Again, you had told me about the self-help books that he was reading or, yes, whatever. I feel like I'm throwing him under the bus, but again, at the end of the day, you're my girl, so, mm-hmm, I rock with you. You can read all the self-help books you want. You can go and see a million and one different fucking psychics. It takes you and only you to fucking get there.
Yep.
In love, this is what I love about you. I will always use you as a fucking example. You are willing to make the changes.
Mm-hmm.
And you are willing to recognize what you are doing wrong so you don't have to go back and do it. And again, going back to the soul connection that we have here, I really feel, not the material you that we see right now, the red hair, the beautiful face and all that stuff. I feel like your soul is what connects me to you. And it's kind of like, she needs to learn. Can you set us free? Mm-hmm. And I feel like, again, as you're learning all these lessons, you're taking them for what they are. And again, going back to the relationship, I never wanted you to come back and say, should I have pushed harder? Should I have tried? No, you did everything that you could possibly do. It was up to him. He did not carry his fucking weight.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
Period. Yep.
Let it go. It's not your fucking fault. At least you know what you're capable of doing, and you know that you can give yourself 100% and never have to fucking question it again.
Yeah.
Some people don't get as far as you do. And again, I know it sounds like I'm gassing you up, but I just want you to recognize how strong you are and how willing you are to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm. I really put myself out there. And even after I had my guard up, like I said, he chased me for 2 months, constantly texting me. He had gotten my number the first weekend of November at ComplexCon. And texted me, not like I said, incessantly all November, all December. And I just still was just like, no, 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 mm-hmm, no, no, no. And he just kept poking and prodding. And not to the point, like, it was borderline, I'm going to block you in a second because you're doing too much. But it wasn't like every single day bombarding me. It was like, it just kind of was like, okay, he genuinely really wants a chance and he's trying really hard. And I finally opened up and let him, give him a chance. And he checked off all my boxes, and I'm like, okay, cool, let's do this. And I slowly let my guard down more and more and more, and it was really good for a little while, and then it just stopped working. But I know that I put up my fight, and I let my guard down, and it wasn't for me, and that's okay.
Let me ask you this, though, because you keep saying you let your guard down. Do you resent that, or do you regret doing that?
I don't regret it at all. Even though it was brief, the good part of it, I would say the good part lasted probably 5 weeks or so, and then it was like shit for 2 weeks, and then it was over. But in those 5 weeks, it showed me like what love could really be, even though it was potentially fake or surface level with him. But just feeling that good again, I haven't had a guy court me or pursue me that hard in a really, really long time. And it felt really nice to be reminded of my worth. And so I don't regret any of it. And I said on my show today, or rather yesterday, the episode was out at the end, I was just like, you know, because I was a little like apprehensive to do a full episode about the whole situation on my show, just because I'm like, let's say God forbid he really is this narcissist that planned this out and this was a whole thing, and he's probably going to get like his whole fucking life by hearing the fact that I was inspired to do a whole episode about him. But at the end, I was like, you know what? I'm not even embarrassed. If that's the case, that's fine. And if his feelings weren't genuine, that's fine too. But mine were, and I know in my heart that like I was not a bad person in that situation, and I did everything right, and it's okay. It didn't work, and that's okay.
I'm not going to lie. For being as enlightened and as evolved, if you will, as I am, I don't know whether or not I could have bounced back as quickly as you did.
I mean, I'm still hurting very much.
But for somebody like me, again, I compare our paths in the way that we did relationships and all that bullshit. It probably would have went something like this. You see what happens when you put yourself fucking out there? Yeah. This is why I'm going to continue to be a fucking whore and suck dick and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But you, again, you cried it out. You mourned it. We text messaged each other back and forth. Again, I was supporting you.
Yes.
You, goddamn love, give yourself some fucking credit. Now Marissa's searching for love. Marissa's putting herself out there. And you're still being the example for people like me. Again, that still struggle with their past and all that bullshit, to turn around and say, you know what? Look at her. She's at least she's going for it.
Yeah.
And you're providing that inspiration. So don't ever fucking forget that. Again, not only are you doing yourself, you're being responsible for yourself, or you have to be responsible for yourself, but you also got a whole audience that fucks with you and rides with
you. It's crazy. And again, like I said, it was a real reminder of that after putting this episode and seeing this like insane amount of feedback. I've 2 years plus into my 2.5 years into my podcast, and not one episode has gotten this much feedback ever.
I want you in 3 months from now, I just posted something on my IG story, retrace your steps and see if you've actually grown. Let's retrace. I mean, if we were to do that right now, even just really fast here, look how much you have grown, love, from last fucking August until fucking now. Yeah. Don't tell me that you don't recognize that, because again, you have evolved. A lot of people are talking a bunch of shit about wanting to change, wanting to grow, wanting to evolve, wanting to put themselves out there for a relationship, but they're not willing to put themselves all the way out there, because sometimes they equal that to pain.
Yeah.
And you've been through that.
Yeah.
And you're still fucking going. Mm-hmm. So you are living fucking proof. So again, 3 months from now, I want to retrace all the steps that you've taken.
Okay.
So that's what, June, July? March, let's do it by your birthday.
April, yeah, let's do my birthday. Yeah.
By your birthday, and retrace how far you've grown from this point until now, and all the new stuff that's coming into fucking play. Because again, love, I have told you since I first fucking met you, I saw a star on your fucking forehead. You are going places. You are learning your lessons. Are you going to stub your toe? Are you going to come across dumb fuckers or people that piss you off? Absolutely, 100%. Right. How you react to it is a different fucking story.
Yeah.
And again, I don't want to give too much about what you're going to do later on with this new candle spell or whatever, but I really want you to reclaim your power.
Yeah.
Because again, you are an example for me. Mm-hmm. You are truly an inspiration. Seriously, I know that you're younger than I am, but I told you this before. I look up to you. I really, really do. And I respect your fucking hustle, because again, double Leo, past type of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's very hard for people like you and I to be willing to put ourselves out there that far.
For real. Especially at this point in my life, it seems like it would be more hard. I think like as I've grown older, my awkwardness, my in my head overthinking has just grown worse through the years versus like I would think it would get better, but it's only gotten more introverted, more all of that, and more, I don't want to say self-conscious, but because in these recent years, it's simultaneous with my career growing and me having a platform, and sometimes I'm oversharing and I'm putting way too much out there, and people know way more business than they should about me in some senses, or think they know way more about me. Uh-huh. And that maybe the only thing they know is the sex stuff and not know anything else. So a lot of that is paranoia too. And that's actually why, even with this guy for 2 months, I was just like, because the day I met him in 2016, I was, where we all had met up at a hotel or whatever. It was, we were visiting LA, and everyone was just visiting LA. It was like a Jersey meetup. Fetty Wap was there, and this other rapper, Kazi, and his artist that he manages, who's an artist from New Jersey, and myself, and Mike Zombie, my roommate. And I was messing with one of the guys that was in the room with all of us or whatever. And so, I mean, it was the most casual, like, we were just randomly fucking, like, once a year. Like, that low-key of a situation. But I was just like, well, I wonder if he knew that, and that's why he's just on my ass for these 2 months or whatever. But then when he was doing these grand gestures of pulling up to the mall to buy me a candle and just, like, begging for 1 second of my time to take me out somewhere, not to just fucking get me in a bed, I was like, oh, all right, I'm just being paranoid or whatever. And so all of that to say, yes, I'm way more, I should be way more jaded and paranoid than I am, but I'm still willing to, like, go past all of that shit and just try anyway, because what the fuck else is there?
It's the little things that I notice, and you're gonna be like, oh god, Chris, I've noticed that before it was a fist bump, mm-hmm. now it's full-blown hugs that you give me.
I know, I'm getting better.
I know, but see, that's progress. Again, you're giving me goosebumps. Again, you've been giving me goosebumps since I first walked in here.
Yeah, you said you walked in and felt like good energy.
Good energy, saw orbs immediately when I walked in here. People are going to think I'm building your fucking head up. But again, your energy is just off the fucking charts here. I want you to honor that. We did a little mini, Super Bowl meetup that day?
Yeah.
I took you to lunch or whatever.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm.
I knew right then and there. I was like, God, this girl, that's when you were still fucking around with that dude or whatever.
Yeah,
but your energy is changed. I mean, you are more freer, more open, more willing, again, to take risk and to take chance here. More self-improvement. Again, not a lot of people are willing to put the work in. And again, I told you this earlier, your body is fucking amazing. It is off the fucking charts now. Mm-hmm. You have stayed committed to that fucking diet. There's been times where I was like, let's go out, let's go do this. You're like, I can't, that's not my cheat day or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you fucking hold it.
Yes.
You will not fucking budge.
Yep.
Can you imagine, now that you've got your physical form to where you, almost to where you
almost
want to
there.
Be?
I got about more 10 more pounds or so that I want to get off and I'm done.
Let's not go overboard.
Yeah, maybe 8.
But
maybe 8 pounds.
Maybe 5 if you need it, if you absolutely need to. But can you imagine what's going to happen when you turn that shit inward? Because if you had that much fucking dedication to change your outer appearance, can you imagine what it's going to do to you mentally and mm-hmm. inside?
Yes.
This is your fucking year, love. I don't give a fuck about the heartache and all the pain and all that bullshit here. These are lessons that that your guides are putting in your way to see how you fucking handle it.
Yep.
You could have totally crumbled. And to you ladies out there that don't think that you can do this, or that you, again, that have a similar background to Marissa and I, and you're looking for hope and inspiration, when I fucking tell you that she is an inspiration, she truly is here. Take a real good look. Is she having 100% A-plus days? No, but it's the way that she chooses to handle those days that really show who she is.
Yeah.
So again, pay attention to what's going on here. Learn the lessons here. You could have gotten knocked down a couple of pegs here, but you got back up and you're still moving. These are just lessons. Remember what I said, the devil's always in the details. He will throw a wrench in there every single fucking time to mm-hmm. see how you react. Love, you're just boom, 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 knocking that shit off.
Yeah.
Your day is fucking coming. Mark my fucking words. So the next guy that comes in here or whatever, I want you to utilize your intuition, and I want you to see for yourself. And again, I'll vet him for you if you need me to.
Yeah.
But
because even with that situation, I was 3-4 weeks in. No, about three weeks in when I hit you, because I was like, I want to take it slow. I don't want to ask Chris yet. I just want to see for myself. I want to learn, because I'm one of those people that, like, I have to learn the lesson regardless.
Good.
If someone tells me, oh, I don't think it's going to be a gun, I still need to go through it to grow through it. And but then I started, like, really second guessing, and then that's when I called you and, like,
but I want you to remember. I want you to remember something. Even an idiot that comes through to you on a daily basis, even the idiot has a message or a lesson for you to learn.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
Don't discount anything. Again, you did exactly what I would have told you to do. Why don't you fill it out first and then hit me up, and then you did or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I still told you to go for it. You did. There's nothing wrong with it, love. Like
yeah.
I said, at least you know what you're willing to do, and that you can honestly turn around and just say that I gave my all.
Yep. Yeah. I did. And now, just even saying that and talking about it, I'm like, I mean, God forbid, I don't want to go through it again. But I feel like I would still feel the same in the next outcome if it didn't go well. Like, I'm still like, all right, well, I tried.
It's an emotion. Yeah. It's, you have to, a lot of people want to, especially double Leo, because you guys are sun. You guys don't like depression. You don't like to be down. You like to be optimistic. It's mm-hmm. it's a sun sign. It is the power of the sun. Things to look forward to, optimism. And again, you have to go through that emotion. You have to let it out, mourn it. And there's nothing wrong with being down for a couple days. It's when you stay down for longer than you right. need to is where we have a problem.
Right.
So again, and you have me here, I will tell you, that's enough. Right. Get back up all and right. do what
get
you need
fuck
to do.
Fuck off your pity pot. Exactly. Yeah.
One other thing that I want to throw out there for men. See, here's my fucking problem with this shit, is that they always talk about wanting a bad bitch. Mm-hmm. They're always talking about wanting a woman that's independent.
They don't be ready for that shit.
Nope. They're like, not.
This, but, and, you know, not to shit on him, but fuck yeah, I'm gonna shit on him. It was the same thing with him. He had all these, like, you know, women in the... He's been single for, like, a little over 2 years. Like, and in that time was when the artist that he manages has really, like, blown up. They've been around all types of women, and he basically was just out here paying bitches rents and paying bitches nails and hair. And this is basically broke-ass bum bitches or whatever. Mm. And when I was like, why? He was like, we all just want to be loved. And I'm like, babe, you're better than that. Like, you don't need, like, you got a real bitch here that you don't got to pay for none of that. I mean, you should. You should want to take care of the girl that has it all, because that's the one that's really going to fucking appreciate that shit.
Exactly.
But, you know, yeah, and he was like, no, I know, like, it's time to clean that up. And
but maybe it's because I'm gay. I don't know. You tell me. I respect your hustle. To see you want an actual relationship, because, again, I saw how you were. I was like, oh, she wants to get married. She wants to have kids. Yeah. She wants to settle down and have that type of life or whatever. But your background and your past here, to give up all that, or to show a man, again, for me to see that, if he would have been my friend, I would have said, do you not realize, like, who this girl is, like, her past and all this stuff? And to, for her to say that she's 100% into you, and she's investing all this time, and she's hitting you up, mm-hmm. what the fuck are you doing?
Bro, it's, I
but then, bitch, that you gotta pay these nasty bitches rent.
Right.
To keep that shit in your life. And this is someone that's not asking for shit. So, men, be real fucking careful what you ask for. Because when you have it, you better fucking appreciate
right.
it.
Like, you got literally, like, at the bare minimum, aesthetically, I'm who he's been lusting after for years. Like, we know that is confirmed. So, you got a bad bitch. A bitch that has all her shit together. She has her home. She has her car. She has good credit. She has money in the bank. She's not a fucking psycho or trying to monopolize your time or any of that shit. Like, you're on a whole different coast. As a matter of fact, it's probably the best situation for you, because you could go focus on your job, focus on your work, and then also know that you have a bitch holding you the fuck down.
And when you come home, we got each other.
Period. It was literally like everything I think he truly needed. I just do not think he was really ready to receive it. And I can't change that.
Let's talk about the audience perception, my perception versus your girls' perception and the audience's perception. Yeah. Because my thing was, you asked me, do you think he was malicious? Do you mm-hmm. think that he was being narcissistic or whatever? And I said, no, I just think he's incapable
yep.
of going below the surface. Mm-hmm. I think that he's, once he has it, he doesn't know what to do with it.
Yep.
Just like, again, with my readings or whatever, I can give you all this fucking information, but again, what are you going to do with it?
Yeah.
And now that he had it, I don't think that he knew what to do with it. I don't think that he learned how to appreciate it or knew how to appreciate it. And I think that once he saw how real you were, it kind of scared him. Because mm-hmm. he was like, this is someone that actually really likes me for who I am. Now what do I do?
Exactly. And like, I read you that text before we started recording, like my friend fan from Texas, that's like, I really agree with what he said, and I'm blanking on how to summarize that, but just essentially he said that, like, it was, you got your dream girl, and then it's like, he did say one line that I really liked. It was like, yeah, we all, like, love to really want something, but when we really get it, we're like, oh, shit, this is scary. I didn't actually think I was gonna really get it. I found a fucking pie-in-the-sky idea. Who knew that was actually gonna work? And then now that you have, you're like, oh, what the fuck do I do now?
Exactly.
I think
exactly.
that could have really been a thing of it. Like,
I like that one. We got what is this dude's name again? Let's
Brandon,
shout him out.
His name's Brandon.
Brandon from,
yeah,
Texas.
He's from Texas.
Shout out
he's
to
dope.
Brandon
yeah,
from Texas.
That was such a good way to put it. It's like, yo, that's right. Like, I do want $800 trillion, but if I got that in my hand right now, I'd be like, oh, my, what do I do? I don't know what to
do. You better call my ass, because I'll tell you exactly what the fuck to do with it.
Or, like, you know, I want to be, you know, some, or a perfect example. People every day will be like, I want to be famous. I want to be famous. I want to be famous so fucking bad. I want to be famous. And then boom, tomorrow you're famous and you just don't realize all the other shit that comes with it and everything that it was, you weren't ready for that. You thought you just wanted to have your name in bright lights, but what about the invasion of privacy and all the other shit that comes with that? You weren't ready. You just thought you wanted that
shit. I was just telling Jay about that shit, too. Yep. I was like, be careful what you wish for, because when you have it, you better be prepared to know what the fuck to do with it.
Yeah, it's exactly right. And I think it was really a matter of that. I think he was like, here's this beautiful woman, this girl that I've lusted after for years. Like, oh shit, she gave me her number. Okay, I'm going to just text her because I don't, the only approach I could do.
Yeah.
And then I start letting him in a little and he's like, oh, this is cool. This is great. Yeah, yeah. And then I let him in all the way and he's like, oh my, wait, I'm all the way here. Now what do I, now, like, how do I keep this? How do I make, I knew how to get here, but I don't know what to do from here. And yeah, it could have really been that.
Exactly. So let's fast forward to where we're at now. I want to talk about the future.
Okay.
I want to talk about plans that you have.
Yes.
And then I want to do some hip hop shit because, I mean, let's face it, queen of hip hop. Oh, God. I want your fucking thoughts on some shit that, okay, I've been dying to ask you about. Okay. That every time we talk, I say, let's save it for the podcast. Let's save it for the podcast. Mm-hmm. But what's next for you, love? Because I know that you're writing for XXL. Yes. I read XXL. I love your fucking shit.
Thank you.
Anything I can do to support you, you know that I'm there for. What's next for you?
Okay, so I'm doing that. My podcast has been going really well. And then I auditioned and got this gig. It's like a rotating cast, so it'd probably be like I'll be on it like once every month or two. But it's a trivia app, so I'm going to be like the host of a trivia app called Trivia Mob. And it was really cool because I haven't gone on like a proper audition, like I want to say never, or maybe like one or two times max. And so that in and of itself, like, just kind of felt like, okay, I'm moving toward like good things. And then over the weekend, I was speaking on a panel that this young college girl put together, and she'd reached out to me and a couple of my peers to speak on it. It was a really cool panel. And as I'm on the way to the panel, my friend from BET calls me and says, hey, we need a host for this event that we're doing on Wednesday night in LA. So, like, all that to say, you know, so now I'm doing that tomorrow night. So all of that to say, just like, what's next is kind of, it's not like I don't know, I do have an idea, but I really just want, I feel like I'm going to start doing more hosting and doing more just like coming into myself and really expanding on my podcast. I really want that to be like my main thing, and just, I don't know, I feel really powerful right now. I do.
I'm telling you right now, I fuck with you and I feel you like crazy. This is exactly what I've been wanting to happen with you, is for you to come into your power and realize who you are as an individual.
Yeah.
Going to the podcast and going to everything you're putting out there, because again, I always tell you, girl, slow down when you're posting shit, because I've said this before, I don't think you realize, all you girls,
you really do. Bruna, you remind me, like, yo, you're not just like Joe from the block, bro. Like,
no, you're fucking Marissa Mendez. Remember who you are when you're putting out there. I love the fact that you are putting everything out there and everything's documented, so people can see the growth of Marissa Mendez.
Yep.
Pay attention to that, because that's what's gonna That's what's gonna come back, and that's what's gonna be your reel, if you will.
Yeah. Like, right. Yeah. And that's what social media is actually amazing for, is to have that. And I don't erase anything, even like as old as like past relationships and stuff. When I was in a relationship, this is years ago, but I didn't delete any of that either. Like, I want it all to be a documentation of my journey, like, period.
Girl, like, I'm telling you, watch that, because again, remember what I said, may these words haunt you. You are an inspiration for people like us, and also your fans out there listening to you and what it is that you're doing in all your fucking journey. So pay attention to that, because that's going to come back, not necessarily to haunt you, but to be looked at as being like, wow, like we watched your come up.
Yeah.
We watched you do this. We talked about people's come up. We talked about Nicki's, Joe Budden's come up, and all this other shit that we
Ty Dolla $ign.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Watch the rise of Marissa Mendez, because you got a story to tell, and it's an interesting one at that. And again, you keep it real. So you're documenting all the shit with your podcast and what you're doing with your hosting and social media type of shit.
Nova, I'm going to kill you. Go on, sorry.
So, watch out for that. Watch for the evolution
of
Marissa.
Damn, that's kind of really dope. I've thought of that, but I guess not really in the way that you put it. But like, literally, it's like these people are growing up with me, in a sense, because I'm definitely still growing up for sure. And it's really cool that I have my podcast. I have all these, like, literally from, like, you know, high in the sky while I'm on the Joe Budden podcast, to losing that and going through that, to moving across the country and not knowing what the fuck I'm doing, to figuring it out for a little while, then that being taken away from me too and losing that again, and now coming back into my own but doing it a little differently, going to therapy, losing the weight. Let's get the easy shit that I can control under control while the rest of the universe works out what my career is going to be and shit like that.
But watch this. A lot of people are writing books. A lot of people are out there documenting their journey or coming across in a spiritual type of way saying, I'm spiritual, I'm a spiritual guru. Even psychics like myself are saying this. But you have to realize something. You are putting that out there on social media. Are you backing up what you're saying? If you're talking about wanting to be involved in a relationship here, how is your character evolving? Mm-hmm. Is your story evolving? Because I know, again, I'm not trying to big myself up, but if somebody was to look back at my past and realize where I came, wow, you went through a lot of fucking shit. That's what I want people to say. It's again, if he can fucking do it, I can do it. I want to lead by example.
Yes, that exact phrase is exactly how I feel. If me, Marissa Mendez, who has at times the lowest self-esteem, the worst, willpower, like I've given to anything sometimes, and then other times I can lose weight in a few months and whatever, like I'm such a, I am literally everyone. Like I am like you and you and you and you and you. I am normal as hell. I have no real, like I didn't have a mom or dad that got me into the music industry, or a uncle that is famous that knew, you know, literally everything I did. And I'm the same person that sits home at social media and sees someone doing so well, living it up, and I'm like, I'll never be like, you know what I mean? Like I second guess myself and doubt myself and say like, okay, yeah, that happened to them. That's their one lucky story, but not me. But like, then I have these talks with people like you, and like, I sit and I look back, I'm like, oh shit, no, wait, I mean, I did do this, and I did that,
and I did that,
and it's like, yo, you know what, and then I talk about it, right, and then I get these people that hit me back from listening to my podcast, like, yo, somebody hit me today and said I inspired them to quit their job and pursue their dreams, and I was like, holy fuck, that's fucking cool.
Exactly, because you are leading by example. A lot of people, again, are saying all this shit that they're doing, or that they're evolved, that they learn their lessons here. Why are you not having a relationship? Right. Why aren't you doing what you're supposed to be doing if you've evolved so much?
If you've quote-unquote evolved,
but
yeah.
But you, Lev, take a step back. Remember what I said. I want these words to haunt you. Let's retrace your steps in July, right by your birthday, so you can see the evolution of Marissa, because everybody's witnessing it. Everybody's seeing it happen or whatever. Again, that's what I want people to look at me. When people ask, Chris, what are you doing that's so good? A motherfucker, I fucking evolved. I've grown. I've changed everything about me. I'm learning these lessons and I'm speaking on it. Mm-hmm. I'm showing you what I'm going through and all the things that are coming up here.
Same thing with you. Yeah.
You're not a psychic medium. You are a personality. You are a host. You are a host of a podcast. You are an entertainer. You are in the entertainment industry. This is where you want to go. This is what you want to do. But you're also a human being at the end, too, that has a love life here. You're putting it out there. Watch how this comes into play. Watch when you get your man. People are going to look back and say, Marissa, remember when you were hard ass on this, blah, blah, blah? You are leading by example. That's why I fuck with you so hard. So remember that.
Man, that just made me feel so fucking powerful. And as you're talking, I just started thinking too, just like, yeah, I have a podcast. Okay, cool. And like, as you were saying, and I'm thinking today about, like I said, like, I can't believe all the feedback that I got. And it was like, as you were just saying that now, I'm just like, wow, it's just like a reminder of my power that I reach that many people. Like, and it's so easy to forget, especially because I've noticed, like, I mean, my numbers have just grown on my podcast, but people don't, like, hit me up and say anything. So I was like, are y'all really listening or not? And then just to see that kind of feedback is like, yo, I'm powerful. Like, I can affect lives, and I could say things, and people give a fuck.
Don't you ever think that's your ego. Don't ever. Because a lot of times people will say, oh, you know, that I don't want to come across as that being ego. No, you're mistaking that with confidence. Mm-hmm. I am so confident and so happy to be where I'm at. I just want to express it. I want everybody to know, because motherfucker, it wasn't easy getting here. So again, there is no ego when it comes to you. The only ego that I see you have is about your fucking body. But hey, let's keep it real.
I mean, even you
fucking worked your ass off for that shit. Yeah. So you got this app that you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You got more hosting gigs coming into play. Yeah. What's the thought with the podcast? What do you want to do with this?
I just want it to really be like my everything. And this is the worst example because I hate him, but it's like Joe Budden, right? That's like his biggest thing that everyone's going. And so I want that to be my biggest thing, my biggest moneymaker, my biggest, like, everything is based around that. And so my hosting gigs that I'm going to keep doing, it's going to be because my podcast is so big that like they want this podcast personality, Marissa Mendez, to be here, to be there, to be that. And I say that because, and that's a random aspiration, I would say, because people could be like, well, there could be way bigger hosting gigs than your podcast or something. I say that because, and I think it was reiterated to me today, that my gift, a lot of people reminded me that today, is storytelling and is being me and thoroughly being me and inspiring other people. And even if I'm not telling an inspirational tale, if I'm just telling a story, like it helps someone else, right? And my podcast, my platform, that is the one place where I can be me unapologetically, no filter, and teach everyone things that, or share what I've learned or whatever. And so no hosting gig, no nothing. Yes, I could put my personality all into it, but nothing is going to be my space like my show, where you could really learn what I'm learning and we can grow together. Mm-hmm. So I say that to say, like, I really want that to be my moneymaker. And when I have kids and I have a family and I'm ready to be married and all these things, like, I do want to spend more time with my family than I do on work and shit like that. And if I have this podcast that's this big moving thing that grows so big, I would only need to physically step out of my house once a week and record that show and then be home with my fucking family. My
or have it down family. In the basement. Yeah. So I can just go down there.
Literally, yes.
I like the idea of Joe Budden's podcast. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm a big fan of Remy. I don't know the other girl too well.
Oh, no, that's not his podcast. That's his other show. Oh, his show. On
yeah, Everyday. Yeah. What is it?
State of the Culture.
State of the Culture, yeah. I like that idea, and I would love to see you do something like that.
Right.
Bring all your celebrity friends coming in. But this is just an idea for me, just to see it mixed up or whatever. Have different personalities come on and start talking shit or whatever, or have that roundtable discussion mm-hmm. on stuff or whatever. I'd like to see more of you out there. I want people to see what I see when it comes to
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
So again, I would love to see you do something like that. I would love to fucking be a guest on that shit.
Yeah, and I would, it's like, you know, because my show is more just about me. I would like a platform like that where it can be more about the music and I can add my opinions and my thoughts and all those things. And I definitely want to manifest something very similar to that for sure, and be on TV and be these big things. But again, I want my platform of my main to always be my podcast, like to just be this big thing that like grows bigger than any of us can imagine. And it could be my Jada Pinkett Red Table Talk, you know, like, you gotta come when Marissa explains it all.
Girl, the way that you're fucking moving and grooving these days, I mean, it would not surprise me if you brought that into fruition. Seriously.
I feel really powerful, like I could. I really feel like that.
Own that fucking power. Yeah. Do not be afraid of it, because this is what you've been asking for. This is what you've been wanting. That power. I told you earlier how I felt about you coming into the power. And again, I don't want to give too much about your little thing that we're going to do tonight. But
yeah.
I was like, I'm a little hesitant to see how you control this power. But again, I don't want to be the one that's going to say I'm going to be looking over your shoulder. But I will guide you and I will help you as much as I can to make sure to help you maintain that power.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Because it's a lot to handle. Like, we talked about a little earlier, even just something like fame. You could want it, but when you get it, that's a lot to handle. It is not a one-dimensional thing.
But I want you to also enjoy it, too. I want you to have fun.
I
want you to fucking be, you know, put yourself out
there. When I say my prayers and when I ask the universe for things, I always say, like, above all, I want to be truly happy. Like, I do want fame, I do want fortune, I do want love, but I want the root of it all to be my pure happiness in it. Like, just it not be something that's taxing on me at all. So that is my biggest thing for sure, is happiness and enjoying everything that I'm doing and not just doing it because I feel like I'm supposed to or whatever the case.
I talked about this before on the last podcast that you and I did, and I always talk to Nikki. Nikki's always like our little go-to that mm-hmm. we know for like inspiration or, you know, what's the next step that we should do, whatever. And I've always told Nikki, she can vouch for this too, I don't want to change who you are to your core. All I want to do is I want to smooth out the rough edges.
Yep.
I want to turn that. I want to make that diamond into a princess cut
mm-hmm.
or emerald cut. I want to smooth everything around here, but not take away from who you are. And you're doing that, love. Watch us. Remember to retrace your steps and watch your journey here, because again, you are turning, I don't want to say you're a full-blown bad girl, but you're refining yourself.
Yeah.
You're starting to become, I'm not saying that you're not a woman, I'm just going to go ahead and say a more refined, well-rounded fucking woman. And I am all here for that. I cannot wait to see what you do in the future. I know there's so much that you're going to be doing here. I am one of your biggest fucking fans. You know that.
Thank you.
This is your year.
Mutual. Thank you.
This is your year,
love. I feel good about it. I really do.
Let's jump into some hip-hop shit.
Okay.
I want to talk about the Fyre Festival real fast, because you and I had a little bit of a, not a disagreement, but we saw things differently here. Mm-hmm. And I brought up Ja Rule in my last episode about the, I keep wanting to say Fry Festival, but it's Fyre Festival.
Fyre, yep.
And I was like, I just smell desperation in the water when it comes to him. And I think that he jumped the gun.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I can agree with that. Mm-hmm. I just really feel like he didn't know. I think that's what we were saying, right? Like, I was just saying I didn't feel like he knew what was really going on, and he was really kind of oblivious to it all.
Uh-huh.
And if I was Ja Rule, I wouldn't be investigating either. I'll just be like, tell me where to be. Tell me what time to be there. Tell me what I got to promote on Instagram. And I'll see you at the festival.
His ignorance led to his demise,
yeah,
though.
It did. He probably should have looked a little bit more into whatever he was making himself the face of. But I don't know. I can't judge him for it, because I feel like a lot of us would do the same thing. Like, you just trust us, especially if he's talking a good talk, this Billy guy, and mm-hmm. you're seeing he's clearly securing these finances, and you don't probably fucking know how much it really costs to do this and what it's going to entail, and you're not sitting in the office with these people all day when they're bringing up all the shit that's going wrong. Like, you're only coming around for the brief moments where everyone's on deck and everyone's on their best behavior around you. So I really can't.
Do you think they kept him out of it the majority of the time because he is Ja Rule? They were like, we don't want to tell him this shit because, you know, of who he is.
Like, absolutely. And yeah. It's like, not even that we don't want to tell him because of who he is. It's like, he's not going to listen to us. We're just random workers in this office. Like, he only fucks with Billy, really, you know? Like, and like I said, Ja probably wasn't strolling through the offices every other day where they could just be like, oh, Ja, let me tell you something. By the way, this is all going to fail and go to shit. So I don't know. I just, I can see how that can easily happen. And I can also agree that he should have done his due diligence. But I'm not going to sit here and shake my finger at him like, you're so fucking stupid and dumb for not doing it. Because I think a lot of other celebrities wouldn't have either,
okay.
Honestly.
All right, well, I'm not going to disagree with you on that one, because, again, you know that side better than I do here. And it's one thing for me to go and say, I wouldn't trust that motherfucker because look who I am.
Exactly,
so
you're very intuitive.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk Tekashi. Is it Tekashi?
Tekashi 6ix9ine in jail.
What do you think about all that shit? Are you labeling him as a snitch now?
He's definitely a snitch, but you know what? I am not from the streets, and I don't live by that fucking street code. Like, I think that shit is fucking stupid. And the whole story as it is, it's like, clearly he only got in that little, you know, the transcripts are out so we can read what it says and everything. He only got in that little dumb gang shit, I want to say late 2017, I believe he told them. So he's not even, like, really from that. So why do you expect him to hold this code? Like, I'm not judging him at all. Like, and these men were extorting him, these grown gang member men that were supposed to be guiding his career and protecting him and doing all these things, had their meal ticket in the heat of things. Like, they're all dead. They should go to fucking jail. They're stupid. Like, I can understand a lot of these artists do it. A lot of these hip-hop, they align themselves with gang members for protection, mostly.
I was
really
just going to say that.
You know, like, I know a very famous singer out here that's paying out the ass for the Bloods to make sure he's okay and good and no one's fucking with him.
But once you start doing that, once you start getting involved with it, it's like making a deal with the devil.
Literally,
just
you
like
never can get out.
You can never get out of that shit, and they
fuck you
always
up.
Want fucking more.
But so with the Tekashi thing, it's like a similar situation. I'm sure, I know these men were probably funding a lot of his stuff, you know, because he was a new artist and everything. But fuck these gang guys too, because you shouldn't be having your meal ticket out with the shootouts and doing the dumb shit. He should be so far removed that, God forbid, this cookie crumbles, he is not being indicted. So
your,
like,
fucking role's gonna be good.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are fucking dumb. And so I don't judge him at all for get him out of there. He doesn't belong there. That's not his, you know, and that whole street code shit. And, you know, on a lot of street people are gonna be like, well, bitch, you shouldn't be talking on it because you're not from the street. But look, that shit is stupid. Why am I gonna sit up in jail and remain loyal to these people that were gonna let me rot in jail? What's the fucking point? I'm gonna tell y'all what the fuck happened, and I'm gonna get the fuck out. Now, I don't know if he's going to see success when he gets out, but the way this industry has been working lately, it seems like they'll accept everything and anything. So they'll probably somehow find some cool reason to say, you know what, fuck it, he's a snitch. Dope. You're still going to be famous. So I could see him still being successful regardless.
I know that street type mentality. I know what it takes to be involved in that, all that stuff. I had the backup. To say I was a gangster is wrong. Mm-hmm. I just knew that if I wanted to, I could just whistle and I'll have the protection that I needed because it was family-based or whatever.
Yeah.
But when you start getting involved in that shit, you better be ready to back that shit up. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that he realized
right.
how far he was going to get involved in it.
Yep.
Got where he's at now. Do you think that he should be fearing for his life?
Yes, because it seems like those guys don't fucking play. And yeah, they locked up the main guys, but they got a bunch of people left on the street. So when he gets out, abso-fucking-lutely, I think he should be a little scared.
Let's jump to one of my least favorite artists, Nicki.
Mm-hmm.
And last time we talked, there was some beef with her and Cardi and all that shit.
Yeah.
What do you think of Cardi's success and everything that's coming to her now?
It literally makes me smile from the inside out. I feel like, kind of like me that we were talking about earlier, I feel like Cardi is literally one of us. Mm-hmm. Like, just, and we've been able to watch that grow and grow and grow. And Nicki represents, I feel like we've all met a Nicki Minaj in our life, just a fucking mean ass bitch that does not want to see us grow or prosper for whatever fucking reason. Some shit within her. And it sucks because I've been a fan of Nicki since 07, like before the masses even discovered her. And I just love how it's just like you're watching karma in real time, like watching Cardi B get up there and perform at the Grammys and win Grammys where Nicki's album didn't even fucking get nominated. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Like, and I don't like that it has to be one woman has to die, has to suffer for the other woman to shine. And it didn't have to be like that. But I think Nicki created that, and that negativity came after her and surrounded her and all that shit. And what God blesses, no man can curse. And regardless of that fight that seemed like it could have fucked up Cardi's career at Harper's Bazaar, she's just went on to flourish even more and then covered the fucking magazine and reenacted the shoe thing on her cover. Like, that's how much they didn't care that she fought at their party. So
right.
It literally, like, it feels so good because I literally had a Nicki in my life exactly like her, just a mean ass fucking bitch for no reason, no matter how nice I was to her. Cardi was always singing Nicki's praises, literally did nothing to shit on her, and Nicki still was just like, just couldn't handle that shit, and it was the same thing for me. So to see Cardi not letting the negativity affect her and manifesting into even bigger things, it literally feels like a victory for myself, and almost like, that'll be me too.
Don't you think that females in hip-hop would be more successful if they collaborated with each other?
Absolutely.
What is the big deal with that? I mean, there's obviously an insecurity in Nicki for that here, but at the end of the day, isn't it about money and kind of, you know, being successful and setting the example? Why not collaborate?
Unfortunately, the media plays into that as well, and the industry as a whole. It's like, it just seems like for whatever reason, they only want like one leading lady at a time. Like, it's literally like an abundance of male rappers, obviously. Like, that's exactly. Always the thing. But it's like when it's like one or, oh, who, she's the first lady of this crew and she's the leading lady. And it's always just like, it just could only be one spot for the woman, whereas, like, it's just a man's world still. That's what they make it seem like. I'm putting a woman in this man's world. And so,
you brought up an interesting point really fast. I didn't realize this until you just said that. Cardi didn't come in with a crew.
No. She came in solo. She literally came in solo, yeah.
Kim had Biggie and Junior Mafia. Yeah,
she had Junior Mafia. Nicki had Young Money.
Foxy had The Firm. And
Eve had Rough Riders. Yeah, everybody.
Cool. Remy had Terror Squad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right. Cardi came in solo.
All by herself. Yep. I mean, and kudos, a lot of these women as of late coming in all alone. Like, shout out to Meg Thee Stallion, fucking Tierra Wax, City Girls. Like, they're not coming in off. I mean, City Girls, I guess, has quality control, but still, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. A lot of these women are just coming in like killing shit without a fucking crew, and that's dope. And Cardi, honestly, I don't want to say led the pack because there were women before her that were also like bubbling and stuff, but Cardi pushed it to the forefront that you don't need a crew to do that. And I think there's a lot more women in rap right now than there have been in a long fucking time,
for sure.
And I just think, as far as that reigning chair though, that Nicki was like, no, she's about to knock me off my crown. You know, it's always like the labels are like, you know, they have their star artist, the label has their Lil Wayne, and they're like, okay, we need one female rapper on this track, let's call Cardi B. I mean, obviously not, that was a bad example because they're gonna call Nicki Minaj, but you know, the label's always like, there's one spot for a female, let's put her on here, who's it gonna be? The queen. We're gonna call Cardi. And so as Nicki sees that slipping from her reins, I think it just makes her have an automatic distaste for this woman, and she just, you know, and again, that was insecurity, that was the not willing, the non-willingness to pass the torch. She might have felt like she just wasn't ready to pass the torch, but she got a good decade out of being the only bitch, period. Like, you know, let another girl. You're grown as hell. You're a legend, period. No one will take that away from you.
Her insecurity plays out so much through everything she does.
It's so loud. It's so loud. And it was covered before, but it is screaming at us now.
It is. It's fucking ridiculous. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about your squat pose that you did. Your homage to Kim.
That was definitely,
Let's bring that into hip-hop right here. What made you fucking do that?
That was a photo shoot we had in December, which just reminded me we need to set up another photo shoot for my podcast crew. So it was for the podcast. And that actually wasn't the plan going in. It was literally just like, let's get some good promo shots for everybody. And like the outfit I had picked out, it was just a black one piece and this big fur coat and heels or whatever. And as we're standing in the room, I don't know if someone else said it or I said it, but I think I said it. I was like, I should do the little Kim squat. Like, this is the perfect outfit for that, the coat, everything or whatever. And because the coat reminded me of her coat that she had done it in. And I did it, and it represented so much for me. It wasn't just the fucking picture that I saw little Kim do years ago, but it was literally like, it, to me, represented like this multifaceted woman of like, I can pose provocative as fuck, and I'm gonna post this on my Instagram, and I put my booty in pictures, but I don't really post like super provocative on Instagram, but it's still classy because it's a professional photo. And it's like, yes, I can be sexual as hell, but I'm also like a real boss working woman that's not using my sexuality to do any of the shit that I'm doing. But here, look at this fire-ass photo of me and remember that I also can write my ass off and talk my ass off and social media my ass off, you know?
And like, not be apologetic for being fucking sexy.
Exactly.
I fucking love that one. Again, you inspired me. Will I do a pose like that?
I would.
Maybe.
I would love.
But something, you have to be there for that because I want you to direct that shit. But I was like, if she can do that, I can do a more male version of that. You fucking killed that shit.
Yeah,
I love how sexy you are.
That was a powerful picture, and I got so many comments and likes on Insta. It was probably my most engaged photo ever.
I fucking threw that up on my Instagram, and I was like, my bitch.
That was a really dope shot. I'm really proud of that one. That was just, and like even my mentors and my OGs that like, you know, like the Ebros of the world, who he's, you know, an older man that like would scold me when I'd be doing too crazy shit or whatever. Even he commented and was like, yo, this is fire. You know what I mean? Those weren't his words, but in so many words, he said that. And that to me was probably the most powerful, because it's like, even the ones that sometimes would look down on the crazy shit I do are sitting there saying like, this is it. Dude, this is your shit.
You know what I found that was fucking, I'm going to use the word dope, was they remixed that picture of you. You had so many of your fans remixing the picture, and they kind of did like an Andy Warhol homage to you, where it was like in different colors and shit. I was like, fucking A, like the creativity that people have once they see something they fucking like and they want to alter it or they want to add their twist to it. Your fans fuck with you big time.
Another one he made, he literally printed it on a shirt. I guess he has his own printing press, and he like photoshopped it and put Nova on a leash in my hand in the picture. Like, he photoshopped Nova into my photo.
That dude that works on your podcast
has that. And so, actually, funny that you say that, where we just set up an online shop. It's not live yet, but I'm gonna be selling shirts with that pose on it and different things.
I want a black one with that pose.
You got it.
Oh my god. Extra large, you. And I will fucking rock the shit out of that.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is part two of In Your Head with Marissa Mendez. Thank you so much for coming on and doing you. Where can we find you? Tell us all your brands, everything you're working on. Oh, one last thing. Don't forget to mention your Dash Radio shit.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. That was a new show that I recently got as well. Yep. Okay. So Marissa Explains It All, my podcast, and my biggest thing that I want to focus on, as I said, it is available on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud. We put short clips on YouTube. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/Marissa Mendez. I just reached 1,000 subscribers last night. I'm very excited.
Congratulations.
So you can find short clips there. We're launching Patreon, which is like a pay for service. So we're going to have full episodes of video on there and different like things that I'm offering that are exclusive for, you know, like $1 a month, $2 a month, those kind of things. So that info is coming soon. I also host Dash Radio's Hip Hop X station, the afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m. LA time. I can't think of those fucking Pacific Standard Time, whatever. And it's 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern. So I host it Monday through Friday. I'm on the air there. Actually, Monday through Thursday. I'm sorry. And I write for XXL Monday through Friday, so you can catch my random articles on there. I also host, I'm a host of Trivia Mob. The next time you'll be able to catch me is March 17th. It's a Sunday. Download the app called Trivia Mob, and you join, and you pick who you, it's me and another host, and you get to pick who, like, whose team you're on, my team or my co-host's team. And that's it. You know, if I coach you guys to try to win, and we win some money. You get prizes and money and all that stuff in the game. Super cool. So I'm host of that. You can check me out there. And that should be, Instagram and Twitter, at Marissa Mendez, MarisaMendez. Holla at me. I love hearing from people because it makes my ego feel good. And reminds me, but above all, it reminds me that I'm on the right path.
I want to thank you again from the bottom of my heart. I love you so much for coming back on.
I am so blessed to have you in my life. Seriously, I will do anything you ever ask of me, ever, ever, ever. Unless you ask me to kill myself, I wouldn't do that. No. But I don't see that happening.
It's not
so
that extreme.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, my love. I love you very much. Thank you for coming back on part two of In Your Head with Chris Medina, the fabulous, the beautiful hip-hop queen, Marissa Mendez.
Thank you.
Until next time, you guys, we are out.
Bye.